Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 191, I am the Holy Son of God Himself. This lesson reminds me of a time when I was in great despair. Everything I was trying to do wasn't working. The resources weren't there, the ideas weren't there. It seemed as though I was at the end of a very long road, and there was a block wall. There was nothing I could do. I was out of ideas and out of energy. I simply couldn't go any longer. And so I decided that I must need to turn inward. I was studying A Course in Miracles, and it kept telling me that I was the holy child of God Himself. And yet I thought, how could this be? Because I am in this terrible situation, and I don't know what to do. I don't know how to go forward. And so there must be something that I truly do not understand. And I wanted to know who I was. And so what I did is I spent about 2 hours in a deep meditation, asking over and over again, who am I? What am I? What is it you want me to know? There's something I don't understand. I need to know who and what I am. I want to be done with the misery. I want to be done with the suffering. I want to feel the power within me, which I clearly didn't. And so as I came from that meditation, I did feel more quiet, more peaceful, but certainly I didn't have the answer that I was seeking. And yet I was guided to flip open A Course in Miracles, and I simply placed my finger on one of the sentences, and it was in Lesson 139, and it says this: "There is no conflict that does not entail the single simple question, what am I? Yet who could ask this question except one who has refused to recognize himself? Only refusal to accept yourself could make the question seem to be sincere. The only thing that can surely be known by any living thing is what it is. From this one point of certainty, it looks on other things as certain as itself." I tell you, this hit me in the forehead like a smack, because I was pretty devastated to hear this. After 2 hours of asking who and what I was, it felt as though A Course in Miracles was thumping me in the forehead, saying, "How could you not know who you are?" And at first I was a little personally insulted. And then I regained my composure, and I recognized that in order to know who I was as the Holy Son of God itself, the Holy Child of the all-powerful, infinite Source, that I had to claim it. My husband reminded me that day that when all the people that came out west for the gold rush, the first thing that they had to do was to claim the land on which they found the gold in order to call the gold their own. I realized that my missing step was trying to be shared with me. It was to claim it. It was to own it. It was to walk in the power as the Holy Child of God itself. And after I was done being personally insulted by what I learned, I have never again questioned who I am. I am the Holy Son of God Himself, and I am forever grateful. And I am forever free. My external circumstances will never tell me or dictate who I am. I have risen into the power of who I am, and I am glad to share with you today that this is who you are. You are the Holy Child of God Himself. There is nothing else we would rather be. Let us celebrate today who we are, as we are one with each other and one with God. There is no power outside of us. There is nothing that can harm or take or withdraw or keep the love of God from us and His abundance, His power, His grace, and His wisdom. It shines with us now and always. I am the Holy Son of God Himself.